We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is a big moment for us because for many years, Joe and I have not had a Met guest. So this man not only got a great job, probably making a lot of money, and I'm sure he's honored by this, he is breaking the drought on our show. And that is the brand new VP, Assistant GM of Scouting and Player Development. Hopefully I got the title completely correct. He came over from the Boston Red Sox, used to be the GM of the Royals about 14 years ago. And that's Allard Baird. Allard, Joe, and Evan, welcome to New York, sir.
How are you, sir? Hey,
thanks a bunch, guys. Glad to be on your show today.
All right. Explain to us exactly, Allard, what is your job? What are you going to be doing? What does it entail?
I'm going to be working closely with Brody, basically for whatever he sees the need at any time, but also a heavy focus on player procurement, whether it be the international, domestic scouting, the development phase of our system, staff development, all those areas, along with Omar too. He's playing a vital role in this.
Now, be honest with me. For all these years in Boston, you obviously knew about other organizations. What was your take on the Met farm system, let's say, 2 weeks ago?
And you guys know how this is. Anytime that you're going to make a tough decision, and it was a tough decision, leaving Boston, I think our ownership there did an unbelievable job of putting us in the best position for us to do our jobs and have success. I was fortunate enough to work with and for two future Hall of Fame general managers, another general manager in Ben Sherrington, who in my mind is one of the best player development team above oneself, general managers I've been around. So it was a tough decision. So a lot of thought process and research went into this. And knowing because of my gray hairs, knowing a few people in this game, I spoke to a lot of people and obviously a lot of strengths and a lot of things that they can improve on. And was very satisfied in terms of where this organization was going to go. With that being said, for me, it really came down to Brody. Brody's leadership, his vision, his aggressiveness. And we spoke at length, including Thanksgiving Day that I'm sure his family might not have been too happy about. But I'm glad I'm over here. I'm very excited to be over here.
Well, did you have any relationship with Brody as an agent before he took this job as general manager?
Yes, I did, on a few players, and one, probably the most recent one, would have been Otani when he came over and his agency represented him. So we've had nothing so much really on a personal side, but from a business aspect, I have.
Tell us a little bit, Allard, about Brody. Because it was such an out-of-the-box hire to bring in an agent to be the general manager of the Mets. And, you know, Evan and I, we're both big Met fans, kind of like the idea. You know, it's a little departure for the Mets. How about that? Do you think it'll be an easy transition to go from being, you know, the agent, especially agents to, you know, guys who are on the team now, to being the GM?
Right. And I will tell you guys, I know you just mentioned you were excited about it. It's out-of-the-box, progressive, whatever terminology you want to use. I was probably, from afar, I took a step back. I was going, okay, how is this going to work? Now, I know Brody dealing with him, his attributes, dealing with people, and I will tell you from knowing this game the way you know it, the way our fans know it, the way anybody in this game or has been around it knows that the toughest thing to do is to play at the major league level. So everything is about putting those players in the best position to succeed. There's a lot of people that are involved in that, and more today than ever before. So knowing that and also looking at the attributes that I knew Brody had, I said, you know what, this has a chance to work. But until I really got into a lot of talks with him, going through some very specific detailed things, did I know that, boy, this has really got a chance to work.
Right.
So it went from, you know, I'm not sure, but when we got into it pretty heavily, I was really convinced. And I will tell you, just in the and I will say I've only been here 2 days, but his aggressiveness, his creativeness, and I'm not only saying whether it's trying to make our major league club better, but I think when you talk about international scouting and professional international scouting, whether it's being acquire players from the KBO or the MPB, his creativeness and aggressiveness, I think, is going to be throughout the entire organization, and one that's going to, I think, heighten all our expectations on performing.
Now, we'll give you our opinion on it in a second, but with this Robbie Cano thought that's out there, it actually made me think of something significant that happened for the organization you were working for, the Red Sox, when they made that big trade. You guys made the big trade because you were there. Beckett, Adrian Gonzalez, Carl Crawford, all these big names moved to clear money, which is what it feels like is going on in Seattle. Do you think there are similarities between that big Red Sox-Dodger trade where it was about moving contracts more than anything? Do you see similarities between that and a potential Robinson Cano trade?
Well, I will say this. I mean, I've only been here, this is my second day, and I know that Brody, like I said, is very aggressive in all aspects of this organization. But when I look back at that time, we knew that we were not going to win. And in a large market, as we all know, you have to make the hard decision of saying, okay, if you're not going to win, are you going to just play out the season and not maximize the value of your players? And the other thing that factored in, I think, was we wanted to give some young players an opportunity to play. And in a lot of large markets, as you guys know, they get a quick look. And then when they fail, they get sent down, and then there's all question marks. You know what? We had that short sample size, but we got to win. We have to find a way to win. So we're not sure if that guy can handle that role. So we were fortunate enough, I think, at that time to be able to give some guys some looks. But you have to take a bullet when you do that as well. But we weren't capable at that point. We made a decision. We weren't capable at that point to competing and having a chance to win. And I think in the long run, it paid off for us there.
Well, yeah, because you won the World Series
next year. Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's not bad. Talking to Alec Baird, I'll just say, because I don't have all the titles in front of me, the latest executive with the Mets. How close, when you look at this roster now, okay, how close, I mean, obviously moves have to be made. How close is this team seriously to winning in your mind?
Well, I think, and this was an important part of a lot of our discussions in regards to the Major League Club, with Brody before I came on board. And I think everything starts with starting pitching. And you're talking about impact starters. And if that can anchor as you move forward, there's no doubt about it. I'm assuming Brody has discussed this openly. We need to improve our offense. We need to improve our pen. Some improvement on defense would be surely desired. I will say, just from an analytics standpoint, I saw this happen very quickly with us in Boston. If you take those analytics, you break them down, you simplify them, you get the players to buy into it, you can go ahead and shade some holes defensively. But the buy-in has to be there.
We're talking Alec Baird. So 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and I don't think this is tampering, all right, because I want to be careful. I don't want to get you in any trouble, because then I'd feel bad. So I don't think this is tampering. So 2-3 weeks ago, you're working for the Red Sox. Did you guys engage the Mets on Noah Syndergaard trades?
I believe that for me to make that comment, I think, is disrespectful to the Red Sox, so I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to read you a little bit. I think I know what that means. Do you? I'm just kidding around. I have no idea what it means.
Well,
do you think that a trade of Noah Syndergaard can net back? Because I'll tell you, Joe and I, we don't want trade Noah Syndergaard for prospects.
Absolutely not.
But do you think?
I don't want to trade him. Period. But you know,
see, I'm open to it. If you can get a big time position player back, I'm game. Do you think Noah Syndergaard, despite the last 2 years missing a lot of time, has the value on the open market to fetch back that kind of package, like a big time position player?
I will say, just a couple days that I've been here, that we haven't discussed that, and so I'm not quite up to speed on that. The bottom line is he is a very talented pitcher, and you guys see that on a regular basis. So the value of that player, and I always look at value in-house when you're trying to win championships before you look outside the organization, but really haven't got into that specifically with Brody.
Is one of the top priorities, and I know you're only here a couple days, but is one of the top priorities to get a deal done with Jake DeGrom?
You know, we haven't gone into great detail on that. I do know that Brody wants to keep talent and build off it. And when you talk about that type of pitcher, you know, you want to keep those guys. They're far and few between. So I think everything will be done accordingly. And as the season goes, as we go into the season, see how things play out. But specifics on that, guys, I apologize. We're 2 days into this, so some things we haven't covered in detail.
In your opinion, who's the best prospect in this farm system?
I'm still in the process of talking to our scouts, talking to our development people. Yesterday, a lot of the day was spent going over our staff, our development staff. I'm going to spend time this afternoon with our field coordinator, our pro scouting director, and then move on to the amateur scouting side of things. So I'm still catching up, guys.
Are you scared at all about being in New York and that, like, there's going to be guys like myself and Evan who are big Met fans that will be, like, just going delirious if moves are made that don't work out? Does that concern you at all?
You know, it's funny you say that. I do think that that's a serious question in the sense that I think in this day and age, and Tony La Russa and I are very close, and we spoke about this last spring training, is that if people do not care, then really, you know, how special is our game? So if people have a passion, and obviously people have a passion here in New York, as they do in Boston,
right.
I don't think you can ever argue with that. I do think there's times, you know, that we should step back and do the 3-second count. But for someone to have a passion and care and have an opinion on what our judgments are and what we do, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Good. This sets me up perfectly. And I'm counting. See, 3, 2,
I put
1.
It right to the rim for you.
All right. I'm all for Edwin Diaz and Robbie Cano. I don't want to give up top prospects. So when you meet
or
with Brody.
Or Jeff McNeil.
Or Jeff McNeil. So when he briefs you, all right, just tell Brody that this fan base, because I think I speak for a lot of Met fans. I've been checking out Twitter, all right? Joe and I speak for a lot of Met fans. Cano and Diaz, great. I'm all for it. I really am. Diaz is a top young closer, 25 years old. Don't be giving up Kalenic and McNeil and Dunn. That scares me. Yep. And I'm telling you, the Met fans are not going to love it if they're giving up a lot of prospects to bring back a 36-year-old and Robbie Cano. And Edwin Diaz is great, but I think that's too much. So put that in your hat and think about it, all right, man?
Good enough.
You like that? Should have heard our last segment.
Oh, my God.
We were freaking out already.
Yeah, well.
Well, welcome to – one last thing, because I'm curious about this. How did you let – like, you went to Boston and were with three different GMs. You mentioned that at the top. 3 really good ones, 2 really good ones. Theo, Ben Sherrington, obviously Nebrowski. What made it work that you were able to stay there with 3 different, basically, bosses, 3 different general managers?
Well, I was blessed because I had other opportunities, but I also think – the culture of the Red Sox, I think it goes beyond one person. I think the expectations, I always felt that we were competing beyond the regular season in playoffs. We were competing 365 days a year. And I felt that with 3 different general managers. It was the idea of all of us were going to battle, and we were trying to win a championship. And it didn't always work out that way, and we made mistakes. But it was a great group, and I'm glad I experienced it.
Well, Allard, welcome to New York. You know, tell Brody we send our best. Get it done. Here's what we'll say. Get it done.
And remember what I told you, Allard, seriously.
Yeah. Thanks for having me on the program, guys.
You, Allard, we appreciate it. Good luck.
Allard,
thank
Bear.
You.
Won 3 championships with the Red Sox. Yeah. Not too bad.
We'll take 1 right now.
Yeah, seriously. VP, Assistant GM of Scouting and Player Development.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.